American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, June 25th. It is the dead period right now, but we do have some news around the NFL. Brandon Ayuk, looks like he might want to be moving on. Looks like the 49ers might be wanting to move on from Ayuk. So we're going to talk about it here today. Should the Jaguars have interest in wide receiver Brandon Ayuk? This was a topic earlier this year. Made a video on it. I think it should be talked about again right now because, again, Brandon Ayuk reportedly met with the 49ers yesterday about his future. And he also last week had the viral video talking on TikTok saying, they don't want me. They don't want me. So if the 49ers don't want him, I think some other team is going to get very lucky to have him. I think that team, should it be the Jaguars, I think that they would be in a great position to potentially push for a Super Bowl title. And the Jaguars, for as busy as they have been this offseason, at wide receiver specifically, do they have a true number one wide receiver on the outside right now, entering a season in which you should be pushing your chips in for a Super Bowl? I think Christian Kirk is a top slot receiver, one of the best five-ish slot receivers in the league, definitely top 10. I think Gabe Davis can play the X role for you as a competent starter. I think Brian Thomas Jr. has the potential to be a wide receiver one down the road. Are any of those guys true blue wide receiver ones on the outside right now? No, they're not. So we're going to talk about it here today. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jenjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear. Just dropped our Duval throwback paw tee. You can pick that up for pre-order right now, jenjag.com/shop. You can also become a channel member here on YouTube. So I'll go ahead and tell y'all this right now. I don't believe that this will happen. I don't believe that the Jaguars will trade for a Brandon Ayuk. I don't believe the Jaguars will give up big-time draft capital and pay Brandon Ayuk after spending a first-rounder on Brian Thomas, after paying Gabe Davis, after, you know, still continuing to pay Christian Kirk on a pretty big deal. I don't think that they will. But I do think that they should. I absolutely believe the Jaguars should be in on a move like this. This would be an inflection point type of move. The Jaguars are currently on a specific course with their current roster, their current group of pass catchers for Trevor Lawrence, right? Making a move for Brandon Ayuk changes that course. What is the long-term plan right now for the Jaguars at wide receiver? What is the short-term plan? Short-term plan is Gabe Davis is going to play a lot of X, Christian Kirk is going to be in the slot a ton, and you're hoping rookie Brian Thomas Jr. is able to have a positive impact as a unbelievable talent, but certainly a raw prospect coming in a variety of ways. You're hoping he can have a big impact. You obviously have Evan Engram as a high-volume tight end that can catch a lot of passes. You have Travis Etienne out of the backfield. You've got some other guys that you can work with, but that's basically your plan. The long-term plan right now is Brian Thomas Jr. He's under contract for potentially 5 years with the fifth-year option there for the Jaguars. Christian Kirk, he's under contract for the next 2 years with the Jaguars. And the Jaguars could save $10 million against the cap in 2025 by moving on from Christian Kirk. They have a team out following the 2024 season on Christian Kirk's contract. Gabe Davis is under contract for 3 years after having just signed with the Jaguars. Two-year team out following the 2025 season saves them $10.6 million in 2026 against the cap. I'll tell you this. I'm already a big fan of Gabe Davis. I absolutely am. He's young. He's a leader. Great personality. Big body receiver. He is not a wide receiver one. He's not an upper echelon wide receiver two. I love Christian Kirk's game out of the slot. When he is on the field, when he has been on the field over the last 2 years, he's been very good for Trevor Lawrence, and the offense has been really good. When you have a healthy Trevor Lawrence and a healthy Christian Kirk, this has been a damn good offense in the NFL.
American Giant makes great clothing, T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
But I would give up a lot for the future of the Jaguars wide receiver group to include Brian Thomas Jr. and Brandon Ayuk. I would. I think that Brandon Ayuk is a top 10 wide receiver in the NFL right now. He has unbelievable length. He is a great route runner. He can beat man coverage. He can beat zone. He is immediately the best Jaguars wide receiver that's been here in a while, right? And you want to talk about pushing for a Super Bowl in 2024, Ayuk, Kirk, Ingram, Brian Thomas Jr., Gabe Davis, Travis Etienne, that is a Super Bowl skill group right there, point blank. That is a group that Doug Peterson could have so much fun and be so creative with. It is. And if you make the move for Ayuk, all those guys won't be here long term, but you will have a top 10 wide receiver and Brian Thomas Jr. under contract rookie deal for the next 5 years, if you so choose. Obviously, if Brian Thomas Jr. ends up working out, you could end up deciding to give him a new contract following the 2026 season, but that's down the road. To me, though, it's easy to sit here and say, well, the Jaguars skill group is good enough. And it is. I think that the Jaguars skill group is good enough to get them to the playoffs. I think it's good enough for them with Trevor Lawrence at quarterback and Doug Peterson as the top offensive mind. I think he will be more hands-on, if not calling plays, be much more hands-on and locked in with the offense every week this year. It's easy to say that they're good enough to make the playoffs. I really believe they are. I think that they could, with this group, potentially make it to the AFC title game if everything hits the way they hope it does. But Brandon Ayuk added to that group in 2024 makes you a Super Bowl contender. Point blank. It absolutely does. So what would I be willing to give up? Like, yeah, you can question, well, yeah, Jordan, you're talking about this. It all sounds great having Brandon Ayuk and the rest of these guys. I would give up a first-round pick if I had to get Brandon Ayuk. I absolutely would. I would give up a first-round pick, and I would pay him. He's going to get, you know, probably between $25 and $30 million. I would do it. Salary cap's only rising. And yes, that means you're probably not moving forward with Christian Kirk after 2024. Would you rather have Brandon Ayuk or Christian Kirk? Would you rather have a first-round pick, which you're hoping is a low, late first round pick in 2025, and Christian Kirk or Brandon Ayuk. I would take Ayuk. I would. I know that that's not going to be popular with everyone, but I think giving your young quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, who you just inked to a massive deal, a top 10 receiver, is good business to go along with Brian Thomas Jr. And now you have the potential for a duo at wide receiver that is hard to rival in the NFL in a couple years. You have that potential. Do you have that potential right now with the current build? I don't think you do. And Brandon Ayuk just turned 26 in March. Like, this is still a young cat. He's got a lot of good football in front of him. Now, I don't believe the Jaguars will have the gumption, the foresight, the creativeness to make a move like this, but I absolutely think that they should. If this is on the table, if trading for Brandon Ayuk and paying him long-term is on the table, like if the 49ers are willing to give up Brandon Ayuk for draft capital, this gives you a real chance to push forward for a Super Bowl this year, and it sets your young quarterback up with a top 10 wide receiver and another wide receiver who has insane potential long-term. I would love it. Love to know what y'all think. Drop your thoughts in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop, pick up some new Duval gear, become a channel member here on YouTube. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.